the Mad Men DVD review.
Yes, it is time for the Mad Men DVD review, and I'm here with Clayton. Good morning, Clayton.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good. Yourself?
Yeah, very good, thank you. I see you're no baking.
I know. Sorry to disappoint.
I heard so much about the baking. I heard so much.
The cupcakes.
The nicest cupcakes I've ever eaten in my life.
I know. You've told me,
right? It's like eating a cloud.
I know.
Well, next time I'm in, it's actually my birthday, so I'll bring in some cake.
Oh, really?
Brilliant.
Yes. Oh, that's exciting.
But hopefully you'll be around.
Yeah, I will be around. I'll be around. So, we're talking Happy End.
Yes, Happy End was at last year's film festival. It's a Michael Haneke film. It's about like this bourgeoisie family in France, in Calais, and it's headed by this octogenarian patriarch who's suffering from dementia. And he lives in this mansion, and he's got his twice-married son who comes and moves in with his wiser, older than he is, 13-year-old daughter. And he's also got the patriarch's got his other daughter who's this workaholic who runs the family construction company and her wayward adult son. So it's this whole, it sounds complicated, but it's all this like family drama and secrets. And Michael Haneke does this thing where he treats the audience like adults and he doesn't really give everything away at the start. So you're watching something, oh, what's going on here? And there's like, the guy's 76-year-old director, by the way, and he's doing some like iPhone, Snapchat sort of, you know, filming with the 13-year-old and like, what's going on here then? Something else is happening and you have to figure out what's going on as the movie progresses. And I like that, you know, like you're not left to be an idiot.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mystery as it unfolds.
And it's just it's a really fascinating look at a couple of things. Like, people say he's one of the greatest filmmakers working today. Like, he's made Funny Games, The Piano Teacher, Amour, and The White Ribbon, and he's won Palme d'Or twice and won Best Foreign Language Film with Amour, which is an amazing movie.
Yeah.
And people are saying this is one of his minor works, but it's like crazy because it's still like an amazing movie. And he loves making confronting cinema, stuff that like makes you but uneasy. But this one's probably one of his more accessible films.
Yeah, oh, that's super cool. So you give it a high rating?
Yeah, it's probably, I didn't enjoy as much as Amour, but it's got a great cast. It's got Isabelle Huppert, who was nominated for Best Actor this year for Elle, and she's been in a lot of his other movies, like Piano Teacher. And it's got this famous French actor called Jean-Louis Trintignant, probably saying it wrong, but he retired from acting in 2003 and he only comes out of retirement for Michael Haneke movies.
Wow.
So he came out of retirement for Amour.
That's quite a special thing for as a director to be like, you know what, I want you, come on.
Yeah, it is. You are going to do it.
Yeah.
And he plays the octogenarian and he's like, I just love, he's so good in Amour and he's great in this, and she has a certain scene with the 13-year-old that, because it covers topics like elderly care and euthanasia, because he doesn't want to suffer from dementia anymore. He wants to get out of here. And there's a scene with him and the 13-year-old that's just like, it's just like, ooh, it gives me chills. It's confronting, but it's also just, Haneke, he always just locks off the camera and lets things play out. So like, you literally just sit there hearing them talk about death. And then it's just, I love watching his work where you're like, he'll set off a camera and then the action will happen and then move away from camera and happen off in the distance and you can't hear the dialogue and you see some action, but, you know, you kind of have to piece together what's going on. But and it's interesting.
Yeah.
And is there a happy ending?
Oh, God,
no spoilers.
No spoilers. It depends.
Which is yes or no, really.
Yeah, no. The ending's interesting and I like that. It finishes and you're like, wait, what? And I like, because it would generate discussion. And this movie does feature one of my favourite scenes of the year so far.
Oh,
it's got
really?
A karaoke scene, a very interpretive dance to Sia's Chandelier. And I love watching foreign movies where suddenly random pop songs pop up and it's just like, you're like, what just happened? But I love that, you know, like, it's really...
A karaoke scene is like quite out of the box for a film, I feel like. That's not something I've seen before.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Quite
interesting. And as much as in that original video that's got the young girl dancing around, like this adult son that does it, I'm like, man, you props to your interpretive dancing. And I had something to say. It's beautifully shot by his regular DOP, Christian Berger, so it's like... it's great to, it's visually good to watch, but also it has covered some interesting ideas.
Yeah. So is it it's a drama?
Yeah, it's a drama.
There's no humour involved.
Oh, it's a kind of a satire, French satire. So it's drama, but very sort of black humour as well. Not as not that much, but
so
still.
So whilst tackling confronting topics, you can still
have a chuckle.
Because it's got the migrant crisis happening on in the background, because it's set in Calais, where it all happens. So it's like,
the jungle.
Quite full on.
Yeah, but it's still a really rewarding
watch. Movie, you need a box of tissues? Or
It's not that exciting, no.
I think...
Some people might need a box of tissues. You don't know. Euthanasia is a pretty heavy topic to...
If you've seen them more, you'd know what sort of you're getting into.
I always find when I watch films with subtitles, obviously got subtitles, indeed. I concentrate more.
Yeah, it's got a lot of English. It's got Toby Jones in it as well. It's got Matthew Kasovitz, who was in a movie years ago called La Haine that he made. So it's got like a, you know, like if you love your foreign flicks, you're like, oh, that person. It's got a pretty good cast.
So it dives in and out of English.
Yeah, it has a little bit of English, so because Toby's in it.
Oh, cool. Yeah. We actually have a copy of the DVD to give away. We do.
Indeed.
So text in to 5395. Text in the word euthanasia.
If it's spelled correctly, they should win it.
Yeah.
good question.
If you spell it correctly. But most phones have autocorrect these days. So
true.
That'd be easy. But if you want it, text in, and it's a pickup prize. So you'll have to be able to come and pick it up. But yeah, it sounds like a movie that anyone would really enjoy.
Yeah,
I feel like with satire, it's pretty easy to enjoy.
Indeed, and like even a minor work from a great director is still great.
You know? Absolutely. And when did that one come out?
Last year's
film festival.
Yeah, and it was nominated for Palme d'Or last year as well. So you know, other people thought it was good.
Cool, awesome. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Clayton.
No worries, thanks.
All right, see you later.
Bye. That was the Madman DVD review,
and it's in colour.